Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the colloquium on vertical farming. My name is Mark van Iersel. I'm a professor at the University of Georgia, and perhaps more relevant for today's colloquium, I'm the chair of the Controlled Environment Working Group, which has organized today's session on vertical farming. We're really excited about this opportunity. We hope that we have lots of interaction. The plan for this morning is to have the speakers present. Hopefully there will be time for a few questions after each talk, but we have about half an hour of discussion time scheduled at the end of this session, where hopefully we can just brainstorm about anything related to vertical farming, what opportunities and challenges there may be in this area. So, vertical farming, that term became popularized about a decade ago now by Dixon Despommier, who got a lot of attention for the book The Vertical Farm that he wrote. I think he also got a lot of criticism from a lot of people in this room for some of the ideas that he was selling, but it got a lot of discussion going and it created a lot of excitement in society and actually I think also among people in this room, and he really helped to bring the whole discussion forward. I think the people perhaps most excited about vertical farming, at least initially, were architects, because they got to draw beautiful buildings that may not be very practical to actually build, but at least they look fantastic. I'd love to see them for real. Perhaps more realistically, there is a group of German engineers who developed a plan for a vertical farm that doesn't look anywhere near as nice, but that is perhaps more practical for production. If you're not familiar with this publication, it's really interesting. Let me know afterwards and I can get this to you. Now, the reality that I have seen looks very different. This is a company in Atlanta, Georgia. They do what I would consider vertical farming, and this is what it looks like. The architects would not be impressed. They have converted shipping containers. This is the outside. On the inside, though, it looks pretty nice, and they can actually grow high-quality lettuce with relatively low light levels. So this technology is developing, perhaps not the way that Dixon Despommier and architects thought it would, and I think we'll see more of that today. But it is a growing industry, so it's an exciting time, I think, for this field of science, and I do think there are lots of opportunities.